Hi. This week the question is this. What does God say about racism? Racism is a sin, according to God. No matter who is guilty of racism, it's sinful. Many times the Bible points out that God is not partial. He shows no favoritism to any group, for after all, He's the creator of all the groups. In 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 7, "Now therefore let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take care to do it. For there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, no partiality or taking of bribes." In Proverbs 24, verse 23, "These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to show partiality in judgment." Proverbs 28, verse 21, "To show partiality is not good." Romans 2, verse 11, "There is no partiality with God." The Jewish people, according to this scripture, have always struggled with the problem of racism. Moses, who led the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, was a highly respected leader of God's people. And yet, when he married an Ethiopian woman, his own brother and sister spoke against it in Numbers chapter 12. Aaron and Miriam did not despise Moses' wife because she worshipped idols or was sinful in some way. They despised her simply and solely because she was an Ethiopian. God was very displeased with this and punished Aaron and Miriam for their racism. Jonah was a great prophet of God. He was told to go to the capital city of Assyria and preach to the Assyrians, giving them an opportunity to repent before it was too late. Jonah was so prejudiced and racist that he disobeyed God. He bought a ticket and got on a ship and sailed off in the opposite direction. God was angry with this and caused a great storm to come upon the sea. Jonah was cast into the sea, swallowed by a great fish, and the rest is history that is familiar to all Bible students. When the Church of Christ first began on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, the only people allowed into the church at that time were the Jews. For 10 years, God gave the Jews the first opportunity to be members of the Church of Christ. But the time came for all people of all nationalities to be given the opportunity for salvation. Peter, a Jew, was commissioned to go and preach to Cornelius, who was a Gentile. Peter was so prejudiced that God had to give Peter a vision with a command, ordering him not to call anyone common or unclean, simply because of their race. Acts 10, verses 15 through 16. As a matter of fact, Peter had to be given this command three times. Can you imagine that? Here's what Peter said when he finally arrived at the house of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, verse 28. He said to them, "You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or to go to one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean." Later, Peter would say this in Acts 10, verse 34 and 35. Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears Him and works righteousness is accepted by Him." All of these Bible examples demonstrate that racism is sinful. The gospel is supposed to be preached to every person in every nation. Mark 16, verse 15. Everyone is to be offered the opportunity to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. Acts 2, verse 38. In Galatians 3, verse 28, the Bible says, "There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither slave nor free, there's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." This passage means that there is not to be partiality among Christians based on race, social position, or sex. In Christ Jesus, all men and women are offered the opportunity to be saved by the gospel and be part of the Church of Christ. Before ending this little study, I would like to point out that discrimination against homosexuals is not equivalent to racism. The liberal movement in America is desperately trying to brainwash the public into thinking that homosexuals are equivalent to people of different races. The idea being propagated is that no one should show partiality based on race or based on sexual preference. Well, that's absurd. Homosexuality is a behavioral issue. Race is a biological issue. Men and women choose to be homosexual. No one chooses to be male or female, black or white, Jew or Gentile. Liberal advocates make an attempt to say that homosexuality is genetic and not a choice. This, however, has never, ever has it been proven that homosexuality is genetic. And furthermore, even if it could be proven that homosexuality was genetic, this does not justify participating in homosexual activity. There's a clear difference between someone who is tempted to be homosexual and someone who participates in homosexual activity, just as there is a difference between someone who is tempted to steal and someone who actually steals. The two are not the same. Someone may be tempted with homosexual thoughts, but it is commanded in Scripture to bring those thoughts under control and not participate in homosexual activity. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 10. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.